In Florida, you'll find the environment to inspire what's inconceivable, the chance to explore what's inexplicable, and the space to accomplish what's unimaginable. You'll no longer have to wait for the future. You can harness it. Florida, the future is here.
The big Brexit vote. What you need to know. Some do's and don'ts about following this in the media.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Will the UK vote to leave the EU? This is Your Money Matters. I'm John Wardock for the Wall Street Journal. Joining us for some insights is Brad McMillan. He's Chief Investment Officer for the Commonwealth Financial Network. He joins us from outside Boston. So, Brad, how closely have you been following this entire Brexit issue?
I've been following it quite closely because there's absolutely no doubt it gets a tremendous amount of attention. Investors around the world are anxious about it, and it's something that we need to pay attention to.
And what exactly do we need to watch?
Well, the real question here is about Europe. Will Britain continue to be part of the European Union, or will Britain go out on its own? This is important not just for Britain, but the world as a whole, because the European Union is a major power, and Britain leaving could be the first stage in its dissolution.
For the typical investor out there, what should he or she pay attention to?
The thing to watch is, first of all, the prediction markets. They typically have been a pretty good guide to what is going to happen. And right now, they're saying that Britain is going to stay in the European Union by about a 3-to-1 margin. That's pretty significant. Beyond that, we really need to keep an eye on the referendum, which is on Thursday. And we'll get reports through the day, and we'll also see the market reactions during that time.
Now, should someone closely watch this, there's going to be so much noise out there in the media. Should someone be trading based on the headlines he or she is seeing on TV or on the internet?
In my opinion, no, they shouldn't. And here's why I say that. First of all, there's been a tremendous amount of market reaction already. So anyone buying in today trying to trade on it is already behind that curve. Second of all, we don't really know what could happen. So trying to bet on that is, at best, a random guess. So you're late to the party, and we don't know what's going on. So for the average investor, it doesn't make sense. The bigger reason, of course, is in the long run, it probably won't matter that much.
Give us some do's and don'ts for everyday investors following Brexit.
Well, do pay attention to what's going on, because it is important, and it's something you want to be aware of. Don't overreact. This is a short-term decision, most likely. There are overwhelming incentives in place for Europe and Britain to continue the relationship. It may be on different terms, but it will continue. Third of all, do take action to make sure you're comfortable with where your portfolio is. If you have a fully diversified portfolio, though, you should be comfortable and this shouldn't affect it. So don't, again, overreact.
Say I do have some international mutual funds or I have some positions in some large cap stocks. Could they be impacted by this?
In the short term, they could. And the reason I say that in that way is it's important to distinguish between an immediate market reaction, which is quite possible, and a change in the economic fundamentals, which is probably not going to happen. The worst place you can be is reacting to a short-term volatility event when the long-term hasn't changed. Your long-term goals are going to be best served by ignoring the volatility, as we've seen in the past with, for example, the Scottish referendum. Investors would have been well advised to ride that one out, too.
Financials, how do you think they're going to fare?
I think the real issue with financials is we're going to continue to see risk off the table. And that's going to make the Fed less likely to raise rates. It's going to keep central banks stimulating around the world. And that's going to continue to be a headwind. You know, financials would do better if rates went up, and that seems less likely.
I guess overall, regardless of what happens with the Brexit vote, things are going to change between the UK and the EU.
And that's exactly right. The real story here is not the vote on Thursday. The real story is what this means for other countries in Europe. We have France, for example. We have parties in France calling for a French referendum. We have the anti-Euro five-star movement in Italy just won the mayoralty of Rome. There are significant anti-European parties, and this referendum, win or lose, is only giving them strength.
Brad McMillan, Chief Investment Officer for Commonwealth Financial Network. Brad, thank you for your time.
Thank you, John. Good to talk to you.
Brad McMillan, just one of the many leading investment types you will hear here on Your Money Matters. I'm John Wardock, and this has been Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Tired of squinting at your smartphone? Give your eyes a rest and let your ears take over. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.